At the Pentagon, they've got no immediate signs of layoffs on the horizon, but the next time the Defense Department does conduct a reduction in force, the employees to go first will be the ones with poor performance ratings. That's a dramatic shift from the historic civil service rules that have just tended to value tenure above everything else. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has been covering this new policy change, and he joins me now. And Jared, this one is really fresh off the press, as they say.
It's fresh off the presses, DOD just communicating this change to the workforce. And just to be clear, this is not strictly a DOD policy decision, nor is this something that's coming from the Trump administration. This was actually something that was mandated by Congress in the 2016 National Defense Authorization Act that basically just gave the Defense Department broad discretion, or broad instructions, rather, to make sure that you value performance above all else the next time you do any reductions in force in the future, or any and all future RIFs. So as you said, that's a pretty dramatic departure from the civil service rules that cover federal civilians across the government, where the order that people that agencies look at in terms of deciding who's going to go on a retention register and who's going to be protected is, one, the tenure category that they're in, then veterans preference, then the overall length of service, and then finally performance, in that order. So this basically flips it on its head. Probably the most significant change, aside from the fact that they're now moving performance to the front of the line, is veterans preference is actually taking a pretty significant back seat in that ranking order. So the new order in which they will look at people is, A, their performance rating; second, the tenure group that they're in; third, what they call an average score, which is sort of an average of several different subsets that are within each individual employee's performance rating in various different categories as sort of a tiebreaker on performance. And only then they get to veterans preference. So that's probably the second biggest change, aside from just emphasizing performance over tenure.
So this, I guess, is intended to really upgrade the quality of the career of the civilian career workforce.
It is, and I think part of what Congress was responding to is that DOD has been reluctant to do any reductions in force in the past. Remember, back in 2013, even when things were really bad, right when sequestration was hitting, there was a government shutdown, a severe crimping down of operations and maintenance funds, which is what pays for most civilian employees. Even then, they really didn't do any reductions in force because it's such a blunt instrument, and because, secondarily, they said at the time, as I recall, that they really were reluctant to do RIFs because it's virtually a guarantee that the people that you're going to hang on to are the people who have tenure, not necessarily the people who have quality. And under that old system and the system that still applies to the rest of the federal government, in a RIF situation, they have very little discretion to decide which employees they want to hang on to. At least under the new system, they're assured that they're going to be hanging on to the highest performers. And that's part of what Congress was thinking here, although they did not give a whole lot of explanation in the bill that they passed in the 2016 NDAA, but I believe that was at least part of the thinking.
And so when managers no longer have that kind of rote way of getting rid of people, that really gives them more discretion, and with that discretion comes more managerial responsibility. So it seems like management jobs will change a lot.
Yeah, the RIF is still sort of a blunt instrument. I mean, really the only discretion that you have as a manager is deciding which jobs are candidates for elimination. You know, aside from that, it's basically still a mathematical formula. It's just the new mathematical formula is changing. It will be interesting, though, I think, to see if this causes DOD to make more use of that reduction in force tool. As I said, it's something they've been really, really reluctant to do. They've been preferring to do things like voluntary separation incentive payments, AKA buyouts. When you go back and look at the record in the OPM database, there were just 49 reductions in force in all of fiscal year 2016. Even going back all the way to 2011, the numbers only show 1,866 RIFs across the Defense Department in all of those 6 years. So it's been very sparingly used up until this point, which maybe gives folks comfort that it's not going to happen much in the future. Because again, the Trump promise to downsize the federal government, what he's said is that he's going to rely entirely on attrition, and that's the plan that he's asked for from OPM as well. However, if they do have to resort to RIFs in the future, as we've been saying, performance is going to matter a whole lot more than tenure.
Yeah, so in the case of a RIF where you are judging performance and you're going to get rid of old Joe instead of young Sally, you have to be able to make sure that you've documented that young Sally is in fact a way better performer than old Joe, even though he's got the tenure.
It's a really good point, and it'll be interesting, too, to see, and I don't know how well we'll be able to measure this, to see how the process of doing performance evaluations in the future changes, because there's going to be a certain degree more importance to them since they are going to determine the order of RIFs in the future, a major factor that really hasn't been there up until now, because as we said, it was a consideration in prior RIFs, but only after tenure, only after veterans' preference, only after lengths of service.
Now, the new secretary, Jim Mattis, is going to have to deal with a personnel system that's already been revised and re-revised in recent years. Will this cause a revision again of the Pentagon personnel system?
No, they think it's going to fit in pretty well with the new performance evaluation system that's now being applied uniformly across the department under the New Beginnings program. And that's part of the reason that they've taken a good year or so to put the policy together. And by the way, the details of it are linked at our website, federalnewsradio.com, the memo from Deputy Defense Secretary Robert Work laying out exactly how this will work, along with a whole bunch of examples, because it is fairly complicated. That's the place to go if people are curious about the nuts and bolts. But no, I don't think it's going to call for a major overhaul of the personnel system more broadly. I think they've thought this through the best they can to make it fit into all the ongoing work that's already been happening to institute this new performance appraisal system.
And I have to comment, they're coming about this pretty quickly because, as you say, this was in the 2016 Defense Authorization Bill. Very often, something's in an NDAA and it takes them 5 years to implement it.
Yeah, that's true. The instructions in this particular one were relatively straightforward, though. No huge reporting requirements. So yeah, it took them about a year. The timing was kind of coincidental with a new administration coming in, and I think they were a bit concerned that people would interpret this as a new directive by the Trump administration. So in a background briefing yesterday, they really went out of their way to say, look, this has nothing to do with the hiring freeze. This has nothing to do with policy by the incoming president. This is strictly a congressional mandate, and we are doing what Congress told us to do. And incidentally, the veterans preference issue that I mentioned before, I did ask about that yesterday, and they said we didn't have much discretion on that one. We really are just putting performance ahead of all other factors, and that's why veterans preference is going to take a back seat here. And that's going to be another interesting thing to watch too, Tom, over the coming days, is what sorts of reactions we get from veteran service organizations who are, I think, probably going to be fairly upset that veterans are not going to get the same treatment in future RIF rounds that they have in previous ones.
Well, I'm sure they'll take your calls. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu, thanks so much.
You bet.